We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We've been waiting all year long for the Tour Championship here at Eastlake. 29 players playing for a big purse and a weird fantasy game this week. We'll talk about that on Gaming Golf Podcast starting now. Hey everybody, welcome to Gaming Golf. It is the FedEx Cup Championship at Eastlake. 29 golfers, should be 30, but Will Z has already withdrawn due to two herniated discs in his back. Big, you know, he was going to be right up at the top too, and he missed the BMW, misses this. You know, when you're missing out on this possible big day, it's a legit injury and not a, I'm going to live injury. This is a real injury for him.
Yeah, he's leaving some money on the table, right, by not playing. But I guess last place he'll still take $500,000. But, yeah, it's too bad. Big fantasy implications in our golf league that we play, our season-long league, probably a lot of season-long golf leagues as well. So, yeah, it's too bad that he couldn't play this last event. And too bad he's missing the President's Cup, which is, you know, that event is taking its share of hits.
Yeah, it is. It is. So how long is he going to be out? I missed that part that he's missing the President.
Yeah, no, I didn't say how long, but it just said he's withdrawing from this week and also taking himself right out of the President's Cup as well.
Oh, that's so too bad. That's too bad.
Today. President's Cup's only like 3 weeks away, right? Like middle of September? Yeah.
That's like so poorly timed. I mean, that and the Tennis U.S. Open, like men's final, like are the worst two timed big events that you can have. Because it's always like you going up against the NFL and the U.S. Open's always week one of the NFL. It's like, come on, people are going to be so excited for football. I mean, it's unfortunate there. So we do have 29 other golfers left in a weird format. Let's jump right into it. You know, we do this where Scottie Scheffler is going to start off at 10 under. He's going to have the lead. Patrick Cantlay is at 8. Xander's at 6. Burns is at 5 under. Rory, Cam Smith, Tony Finau, Sungjae Im, and Sepp Straka. The Austrian Rory McIlroy, maybe now, is at 4 under. Can't call him the Austrian Matt Kuchar anymore. He's too good for that. 3 under, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Cam Young, Matt Fitzpatrick, Scott Stallings. 2 under, Victor Hovland, Joaquin Neiman, Hideki, Jordan Spieth, and Max Homa. 1 under, Corey Connors, Colin Morikawa, Billy Horschel, Brian Harman, and Tom Hoge. Even par, Sahith Theegala made it all the way to Eastlake. Good on you for
with a 40-foot putt on 17 on Sunday too.
I know, that's awesome. Adam Scott really rallied in the playoffs. He made it. Cage Lee, Aaron Wise, and JT Poston. So you know it's a pretty significant head start for Scheffler. Maybe not to win the tournament. Certainly finishing top five is going to be hard for him not to do. Guys, with this unique format, how are you handling building your lineups?
I'm trying to understand why the pricing goes all the way down to 5,000. Are you not getting points for birdies? And
no, you do. Essentially, it's just because they start. I mean, they're starting 10 strokes back. So the finishing position, which is Scheffler and those guys go so high up, and they're to fit anybody, they have to have guys that go so low too. Because usually there's nobody over, you know, like 12,000. You got three guys over 12,000 to go. It just separates everybody so you can play. You can play some of those top guys. I mean, you're not only starting 10. The problem with the format is you're not only starting 10 strokes back at Scheffler. Like, conceivably in a week, someone could catch to Scheffler at over four rounds, but you're eight strokes behind Cantlay and six behind Schauffele and four behind Roy. It's almost impossible to catch up everybody. But I think the key is you want a couple guys that you think can win it. Obviously, Scheffler's insanely high priced. And then the rest of the time, excuse me, you want guys that are making birdies, because the finishing is 30 points for first, second for 20 for second. But then it really compacts after that. So you need guys that are going to score points during the week. So after the top couple spots, I'm just looking for guys who are going to play well actually during the tournament.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement in this event. Like, it's very easy to look at this leaderboard and say, oh man, you know, that 10 shot lead for Scheffler on half the field. It just, like, this shuffles up quickly. Eastlake is like it's a par 70, but it's gettable. Usually if you just look at the raw score, like 10, 12, 14 under wins this event. So that's enough shots where guys who, you know, if you're even par like an Adam Scott or Thigala, you're probably not going to win this week, but it's very common for guys in that like 20 to 30 range to at least move to the top 10.
Right.
And find those guys, you know, and usually, I mean, there's usually like five or six of those guys. So finding those guys, I think, gives you a chance, you know, it's like Scott said, figure out who you think is going to win, get the winner right, and then back them up with those movers. And that's how you're going to, how you're going to win this week.
They've done it. They've done the format 3 years. Only one of the years, the guy who started with the lead finished the most DraftKings points. That was last year with Cantlay. He had the most points. He had four more than Rahm. In 2020, DJ started with the lead and won, but Xander actually had more DK points than him because he just moved up. He started at -3 and finished second. And then 2019, JT started with the lead. I finished third in the tournament, but he only had the sixth most DraftKings points because he actually fell back two spots. So 3 years, it's only been once where the guy in the lead, even with his finishing points, finished the most points.
Interesting. Let's jump right into the field here. I think we can pretty much go one by one, but we can do all 29 golfers. We usually do, but we'll break it in tiers. We'll go to the five digits, and first thing you'll notice is the prices are way out of whack compared to, yeah. You mentioned that Hoagie down at 5,000. Well, that's because Scheffler's at 13.6 at the lead. Cantlay's at 13,000. Xander's at 12.3. Rahm's at 10.9. Rory's at 10.8. Cam Smith's at 10.4. You know, you got to start with one of the big money guys, I think, in a tournament like this, right, Scott?
So I'm going, I've played with some lineups. I'm either going Rory and kind of a more balanced build with a bunch of guys in the middle. And then I got another one with, I either go with Rory and Xander and, or Cantlay, one of the two. So I'm going at least one guy over 10. And most of the time I'm going over with two guys over 10, but I'm playing Rory heavily this week. He's down to 10.8, 3,000 less than Scheffler. A lot less than Cantlay and Schauffele, and he's playing great. I mean, he hit the ball great last week. He just putted terribly, lost 4.5 strokes on the green, gained 5.5 off the tee, 10.6 tee to green. He's -4. I think he has a legit chance to make a run at this thing. If he can just putt average or even putt well, he's one of those guys that is so electric. He could catch that up before the weekend starts. So, you know, last 10 events, he had the one missed cut at St. Jude, 9 top 20, 7 top 10s. I think at 10.8, he's going to be the cornerstone of my lineups. I'm going to be pairing him with some guys, the 9s and 8 on one build, and then with Xander or Cantlay in another build.
And the great thing, too, is, you know, he was a guy that was the it guy. He was the highest priced player at St. Jude, missed the cut, and that's going to turn some people away from him. So you might get him lesser rostered. Although in a small field tournament like this, I think I care less about roster percentage.
Yeah, no one's going to be low rostered. It's just a matter of, you know, hitting the right guys, I think.
Jeff, how about you? How are you going to
attack this? Yeah, I like the Rory pick a lot. Xander's made some noise at this event too. He won at East Lake in 2017. So I think he's tempting at that price. But yeah, Rory was my favorite build off this tier. I think it's hard to be, you know, Scottie Scheffler, for all the success he's had, it's hard to start at the top and look at your name at the top of the board all, you know, before you even tee off. I think that's a strange spot. Cantlay is tempting, as you know, with the past success. He's already, you know, playing with house money. He's already won this thing before. He's certainly coming in feeling good, but those are such huge numbers that if you want to save a little money, I kind of like building off of Xander or Rory this week. But I don't know, if you're going to ask me who's like the most likely to win, like right now, you know, I think it's probably Cantlay would be my pick, like just sports book, who am I going to go? Its odds are probably like 3-1 or something like
that. The experience factor, you know, last year doing it. And
yeah. But as you build these lineups, you know, like Scott said, you want momentum, you want movement. I think Rory is also my favorite off this tier for DFS.
I'm going to go Rahm, guys. I'm going Rahm at 10-9, 65-67 over the weekend. I like how he kind of rounded into form, had one bad round, and that got him, you know, out of contention for winning, but, you know, really rallied strong over the weekend. I like seeing that, and maybe a little less concentration on him.
Yeah, I mean, it's only -3, so that's maybe that will get people off him a little bit, but I was Rahm or Rory to Bill as the cornerstone. I picked Rory just on recent play, and he got one stroke on him, but it's interesting that Cantlay was the leader, the guy that was started at -10 last year and won. Nobody had him in any of the big GPP wins, too. Just the way people built it. He actually wasn't on winning teams, even though he won. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I will say, though, I mean, it's funny. Rahm's at 300 and he's 10-9. You got all these guys that, like, you got Sam Burns at 500 and he's a full $1,000 cheaper. Yep. And it's an interesting pricing this week for sure.
Yep. There's some things to play with here for sure. I mean, this is a bizarro week, you know, but
we'll talk about the betting odds and all the variability there too. Let's go to the 9,000. Sam Burns, as alluded to, 9,900. Tony Finau, one of the hottest golfers in going right now, is at 96. Didn't play that well last week because, of course, I was on him in one and done pool. JT's at 94, Sung Jae Im at 91, and Cam Young at 9,000. Jeff, what jumps out to you here?
I like a lot of these guys. I mean, you know, if you try to do the build with Rory or, you know, take one off the tens, maybe you can squeeze in two guys here and then pick your momentum guys in the sixes and fives. I think Finau is just like, he had a bad round last weekend, but he's still one of the hottest golfers, maybe the hottest golfer here in the second half of the summer. That is tempting. And I like where he is too. I believe he's 4-under, right? I feel like that's right in your go zone.
He's 4, yeah.
Just let it rip. You're 6 back. You can kind of freewheel it. That's kind of the range I like if someone's going to knock out Scheffler or Cantlay. I like a charge coming from right in that 4-under, 3-under zone. Finau to me just kind of leaps off the page as maybe a guy is going to break through and go all the way and win this thing. So he's my first pick. I like Sung Jae Im a lot too. He's just had a consistent year. He just always seems to make this event. I got to stop underrating him in our season long league. Yeah. I always bail out of the bidding for him early and regret it later. I think he could make some noise too. I'm trying to see where he's starting now.
-4.
Four. Yeah. Same spot. So, and Burns, I'd probably put those two over Burns. Burns 5-under, but I like both Im and Finau the best off this tier, but you could talk almost anybody up off the 9,000s.
Well, this is going to be pretty boring, I'm afraid.
Sung Jae Im it is, huh?
I really like Finau this week. I think Jeff's point was the key. He didn't play bad. Like, he had one bad round last week. He shot 77. Yeah. I think he was like 68, 67, 68 over the weekend. Yeah, 68, 67. Yeah, so all really good rounds last two rounds. He just played terribly on Thursday, and it happens. But you look at the last 24 rounds, he's top three in this field in tee to green, ball striking, shot, short game, and approach. Like, it just not even top five, not even top three in the whole field. So he's just playing so well, just coming off one bad round. I really like him on a bounce back this week. And at -4, he has a chance to get there. I mean, it'll be tough to pass everybody, but at 9,600, he's just really, really well priced. I do like Sung Jae too. Did not play as well last week. He kind of putted well to kind of save himself a little bit. The interesting name in here is Justin Thomas. He's 9,400 and not playing really well right now. He lost off the tee, lost on approach, lost putting last week. But 9,400 is a crazy price for Justin Thomas. He's -3. He's not played well the last like 4 or 5 events. He has not finished. He has one top 15. Other than that, hasn't been inside the top 35 last four of the last five. So it's kind of a name. He can turn it on any point versus current form. So I'm leaning Finau and Sung Jae just like Jeff did.
Yeah, and it's funny to say this for a guy that's won a major, but it hasn't been a good year for Justin Thomas.
Yeah, it's just been very, very inconsistent.
Yeah, it has. It has. 52nd last week. You know, missed the cut at the Scottish. There's some wild results. Third in the Canadian Open. One, you know, there's that stretch. Wins the PGA, a fifth in the Byron Nelson the week before, misses the cut at the Schwab, of course, and then third place in the Canadian. He's just like all over the place there.
He is.
Yeah, there's a lot more top tens than I thought, to be honest, though.
It's just been when he's hit, it's been great. When he hasn't, but it's not the consistent like Xander that even when he doesn't win, he finishes 17th or something like that. It's been very up and down.
Right. All right. All of our podcasts are hosted on the Blue Wire Network. Here are their ads.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Thank you for indulging us there. Let's talk a little bit about the $8,000 tier. Matt Fitzpatrick's at 88, Victor Hovland 85, Joaquin Neiman 83, Hideki is at 81, and Corey Connors, friend of the program, is at 8,000. Scott, who do you like here?
Easy for me. I really like two guys in this range. The first is Joaquin Neiman, 8,300. He's starting the tournament at -2. Just played really well last week at BMW. Gained 7.4 tee to green, was among the leaders there. 3.6 on approach. Didn't putt great. He lost a stroke and a half putting. But, you know, 8th at BMW, 13th at the St. Jude. Hit it really, really well back-to-back weeks. Love where his game is right now. I think he's going to make a run up the leaderboard. And then I also like a friend of the podcast, Corey Connors, again this week. Another guy who hit it really well last week. Gained 7.6 tee to green, 5.6 on approach. He's gained really well tee to green now. Five straight tournaments that have the shot tracker stats. He's gained on approach and really well in four of five. Four straight top 30s the last 4 weeks. Love where Connor's game is coming around, finally kind of really getting it going. So at 8,000, he started the tournament at -1. Those are my two favorite guys, like Karnick starting near the bottom that might make a run up near the top.
Yeah, it's Neiman for me. Same. It's like the recent form, like the course fit, like where he's starting and that kind of like that predator zone of 300 par. And a guy's got to win this year, and you know, Ender's feeling great about himself. I would jump on him. I might have picked Hovland over Connors as a second pick, although Hovland's just a guy. The stats are so weird that he has such an obvious weakness around the greens that you almost feel like, oh, this isn't a course where you can miss the greens. Like, how many of those are there on the PGA?
Right. Yeah.
Yet he makes the tour championship every year. And this, you know, this wasn't even his best year. he's still there. But I think if you're going to just, you know, I think a Stars and Scrubs lineup works this week. So I probably stay out of this tier, but I'll take Neiman if I'm picking anybody.
Let's move to the next tier then. Colin Morikawa down to 7,900. Spieth at 78. Homa 75. Stallings 74. Sepp Straka 72. Jeff Ritter, who do you like in the 7,000s?
Yeah, still not much. I mean, this is like the Morikawa seems like a misprice, but he really, it just hasn't been his year. But this, it's amazing that he's here. This is a bad Colin Morikawa year, right? And he's still,
right,
you know, safely in the tour championship. So, but I don't like him at this price. I think, you know, Spieth flashed a little bit last week. He's maybe tempting. Stallings was there, you know, briefly. It's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. He missed it by one. I guess maybe Stallings would probably be my first choice. But again, I kind of go in scrubbier with my builds. But I think Stallings is my top guy off this tier if I had to pick somebody.
To no surprise, I do really like Morikawa this week. Similar to Finau, he had the one bad round last week. Like, he was on the leaderboard going into Sunday, had that 10 on a hole and shot 79, was out of it. But, you know, he had 67 on Friday, a 65 on Saturday. Coming off the, fifth at the St. Jude. Like, he's playing really well right now. Finally, just had one bad day. 7,900 is absurd of a price. I will take him every day at that price. I know he's only started at minus one, but he hit it pretty well. He played well the first 3 days. Just a really nice price. I think he's a guy that can make a lot of birdies, can get a lot of DraftKings points for you. So he's not going to win the tournament. He's not gaining 9 on Scheffler or, you know, if he does, not gaining 7 on Cantlay and 5 on Xander. But I think he's a guy that could finish, you know, maybe top 8 somewhere, and then that'd be a lot of good points for DraftKings. And then similar to Jeff, I like Scott Stallings a lot. Coming off the second last week at BMW, hit the ball really well too. Gained 6 on approach, 7.9 tee to green. You look at the last 24 rounds, he's in the top 10 in ball striking, tee to green, and approach. So just playing really solid golf right now. 7,100 is a really nice price. He actually starts at minus 3 too. So he's lower priced than most of the guys that are starting that high up.
Very cool.
I don't know. Morikawa, so he made a 10, right? On a
hole, he made a 10.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that lingerer? Is it just sort of like, I just don't know if he's on tilt a little bit at this point of the year.
I think he was 2 strokes back, made a 10, had a 4 putt, and all of a sudden that round's gone. I mean, the fifth the week before, I don't know. 7,900 for a guy that's that good. I'm just going to take it. If it burns me, it burns me.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to, let's combine the 6s and 5s here just to kind of fill out this bracket because there's only a few names left. Billy Horschel's at 69, Tigala at 67. By the way, even though he hasn't won a tournament because he made it to East Lake, he gets to go to Kapalua in January. So good on him. Him and Cam Young are both in that boat. Adam Scott, 66. KH Lee, 6,000. Brian Harman, 5,700. Aaron Wise, 54. JT Poston, 51. Tom Hoagie, 5,000. Let's start with Scott this time.
So I like 2 guys down here, and they allow you to play a lot of guys up top. The first, and I have to imagine he's going to be very highly rostered, is Aaron Wise at 5,400. You know, there's 15th last week at the BMW, gained on tee to green, gained approach, hitting the ball well. That's 4 straight weeks he's been inside the top 35. Just playing really good golf. Just 5,400. Like, he's clearly I think the best player down here. I really like him at 5,200. He's starting even, so he's not going to win the tournament, but a guy that can, you know, get a bunch of DraftKings points, he moves up. Mm-hmm. I also think Brian Harman at 5,700, he's just someone that flashes. He has either plays really well or not very well, but you want a guy like that this week. You want a guy to make a bunch of birdies. He has 3 top 10s last 6 events. I mean, that's really going up the leaderboard. Hit it really well at St. Jude, gained 6.7 tee to green, 5.5 on approach there. He was 35th last week, but he lost almost 3 strokes putting. He still gained tee to green approach, so I don't take that too much into account there. So I think Harman and Wise, be a lot of lineups. I'm actually going to play both guys, and you can really ramp up at that point. When you get a lineup where you get Rory for me, Rom for you, Jeff, you know, Rory and Xander, Rory and Cantlay, I like playing Harman and Wise to kind of make that work.
Good picks. Wise jumps off the page. It's like, it's almost like we've talked about, sometimes you start your build around a $7,000 or $8,000 guy. Here, I almost think you could start it around a 54. He's 54, right? 5,400. Yep. 5,400 guy. And free yourself up, Stars and Scrubs. JT Poston is interesting too. You want to go even lower to 5,100. He's been on a pretty nice run and had a good year. He's made 4 or 5 cuts in a row, racked up a few top 20s. I don't like those guys who are just aggressive with nothing to lose. Because again, like some of these guys in the 20s are going to finish in the top 10. And so if you can find them, that's how you can, you know, cash this week. And I think Poston has as good a chance as anybody. I love Aaron Wise. I think Poston's a good pick. And then two of your kind of aggressive player. I think Thigala also comes in playing with house money. Aggressive player who doesn't have a win, but he's shown he can make birdies quickly. And then I don't think we should overlook Billy Horschel. This is a honey track for Horschel. He's made a lot of money here before. He's won it. He's been one of those movers before, coming from the 20s to the top 10. I like him at that price too. So Horschel with the gala off the sixes, Posted Wise off the fives.
All right. Very good.
And obviously it goes without saying there's no cut this week. So all these guys at the bottom are going to get 4 days. So that's really important when you're playing the scrubs.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's hustle on over to the SI Sportsbook and take a look at the odds there. Obviously different, you know, you're going to have some pretty intense betting odds here. You're not going to get the a pretty decent price on the top guys. Scottie Scheffler's +200 to win. Cantlay's at +350. I mean, normally, you know, your best golfer, if you get anything, you know, if you get anything worse than 10-1, you're just not touching it. Here, if you want these guys, I mean, you really have to pay up. So with that in mind, Jeff, who's on your betting sheet?
Yeah, I mean, usually my one rule is you just take the guy who you think is going to win the tournament. But in this case, it's 3.5-1 on Patrick Cantlay, who I think is going to win the tournament. But I'll skip that. I'll drop down to Tony Finau at 20-1. I think he's got a great shot. Like I said earlier, I like where he sits on the leaderboard. Love the form this summer. 20-1, I can live with. Otherwise, I'll go Sungjae Im 25-1. I'm going to stop ignoring him in season long. And he's sitting right there in the Predators chair entering the week. I like where he is, and I like those odds. And then for a top five, I'll take one of these momentum guys. You could talk me in Aaron Wise. I'll go with Thigala, 30-1 to finish top five.
All right.
That's the card.
Yeah, Jeff kind of nailed it. I mean, these odds are really tough. I mean, I'm not betting Scheffler at 2-1. It's just not fun for me anyway. But I'm going to bet two guys to win the tournament. I was tempted by Xander, but a little bit low. I'm going to go Rory at 9-1. I know it's low. I know it's crazy. He's, 6 shots back. But I think he's the guy that can get electric. I think he's going to win this week. 9-1 is not a great price for being starting 6 behind. A really great player, obviously. But I'm going to go 9-1. And I agree with Finau, 20-1. I think he's got a chance to get hot and win this too. And then I'm going to go a little spicier. There's some two balls some two balls that are offered on SI Sportsbook this week. So I'm going to take Colin Morikawa +105 against Victor Hovland. I know Morikawa's starting a shot behind him, but I think I like how Morikawa's playing. I do not like how Hovland's playing. I did not like how he hit the ball last week at all. And I'm going to take Joaquin Niemann at +100 against Jordan Spieth every day of the week this weekend. I love that one as a two ball matchup for the weekend too.
I like it. And I like the options that you have here on the SI Sportsbook there, like the two balls, the groups. You got some fun ways to do this. Round leaders, not just top fives. Just a lot of different ways to bet it there.
Yep. Yeah,
a lot of different ways to get some action for the action junkies. I might actually, rumor has it, be in Vegas this weekend. So may have to do some things involved with that, but we'll see what happens. But anywho, all right, one and done. We still are going here. And it's right now, it's if you're competing, it's game theory. You're looking to see who you have left versus others have left. If you're like the three of us idiots, you just take the best available golfer, I think. But it just say good rinse to bad rubbish. But at least that's how I'm doing it. I'm just terrible this year. So my best available golfer for me this week, I think, is who is it? It's so bad. Oh, it's It's either Hovland for me, I can go with, or I can go with Matt Fitzpatrick because I'm the dummy that didn't use him yet.
Well, make your pick. You got to make your pick.
I'm going Fitzpatrick. Fine. Okay.
All right. I still have Finau, so I'm saved. It's
nice.
The last top 20 guys in this thing for me. So it's a no-brainer. Finau just locked it in officially.
I'm second in the quarter, so we do pay for segments. Ooh. So this one matters a little bit to me. So I'm going to go I've used everyone in the top 10, but I'm going to go Joaquin Neiman. I really like his chance. That guy's playing right now. I'm going to take him. Still have him available. And then, nice. I think I have Billy Horschel.
You have him available.
I know. I think I have Billy Horschel as my backup. I think he was available too. And then a bunch of the guys that were kind of down the list. But I'm going to go Neiman this week. I actually like his chances to play really well.
And in our league, we still use this tournament, but we divide the payouts by a factor of 10. So yeah. You win 18 million. No, you win 1.8. That seems fine. So it doesn't totally skew the results of the league. That's the way we were able to incorporate that in our league. A lot of leagues ended last week. So just a heads up on that. Guys, this is our last gaming golf of the season. What sort of parting thoughts do we have? Jeff?
It's been quite a season, hasn't it? I mean, we have.
Yeah, weird season. You know,
we talk PGA Tour odds and betting every week, but obviously this Live Golf, you know, tour has really swallowed the news cycle and gobbled up some of our favorite golfers and taken them off the board as we've gone along. It'll certainly be interesting to see how that progresses next year, but it has been another fun season. And hopefully, you know, if people watched all year, they could have made some money off us, you know, if people were paying attention. You gotta sift through it. But there are some pretty good tips in here. If I do say so myself, although I tip the hat to Scott, I think he's our leading prognosticator of the season. So congrats.
Yeah, it was a fun year. I think we hit like four winners, something like that we had on the betting cards. But more than anything, Miley knows, I just love talking golf with you two guys every week. I know it's always hard scheduling wise and we're all busy during the week. But, you know, every time I'm like, oh, we got to fit this in. And, you know, once we start doing it, it's a lot of fun. So I appreciate both you guys. You made the golf season a lot more fun by doing this with me.
Absolutely. Fun times indeed. That's going to wrap up gaming golf. I thoroughly enjoy this. This is the fastest half hour every Wednesday for me here, every Tuesday even. It's so fast, I didn't even get the day right. But guys, it's been so much fun. Good luck, everybody, at East Lake and playing this fun event. And we'll circle back probably. I mean, I don't know if we're going to do President's Cup or not. We may not, but we'll definitely do it for Kapalua at the very latest is when we'll fire back up. We'll do this again sometime soon. Thanks for listening. Take care.